Welcome to Floating Lifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
Hi.
Hi.
Today is a good day.
Yes?
Because the sun semi-ly come out.
The sun is semi-ly out in Seattle.
Yeah.
And in Ballard.
That's a good day.
Shining into our shop. The basil plant is
next
rejoicing.
10 minutes maybe. Yes. Also, today is a good day because we are going to drink La La San Hong Shui Oolong.
Nice.
So, I know some of you guys are a big fan of this La La San Hong Shui, and you know that we were out of it, and we thought we were really out of it. That's the end of that crop of La La San. Teacher told us that they found a bag laying around. I love that when you just like discover a bag of tea.
Yeah. A big bag of tea too. This was not a small bag of tea.
Yeah, a big bag of tea.
We bought the whole thing. So we are set for a little while longer on this tea.
Yeah. And then I think unless they find another bag.
Yeah. Maybe someday they'll find another bag.
Then after this one is gone, then there will be the end of this specific crop of La La San Hong Shui that a lot of you actually had a chance to drink it. But today we go back to it because since Teacher Zhang discovered it, he somehow decided to touch it up. And so the touching up was towards the end of December 2019.
And that would have been actually the first roast that this tea ever encountered.
Mm.
This tea was not a roasted tea before.
Mm.
And now it has been roasted slightly by Mr. John's charcoal fire.
Yeah, so let's maybe drink the tea and compare these two kind of same La La San and yet different La La San. What's the difference? Is the English even?
Sounds good.
Correct. Probably not. And today on this first infusion of La La San Hong Shui, some herbs, but the herbs are green and yet with a deep kind of a feeling and a little bit milky feeling to me today on the surface smell. And a little bit caramel sugar, light essence of a caramel sugar in the surface smell.
Here's a lot going on in the surface smell. I once saw a video of this guy, a whiskey guy, and it seems like his technique for tasting whiskey is really fun. He just smells it or tastes it, and then he just starts almost like a machine gun, a bunch of tasting notes. When I smell the tea, I could never do that because it's not something that I practice, but I could imagine it, you know, because there is so many different smells in there. It's almost like lemon zest.
Yeah.
And there's that grassy herbal, green herbal note that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, it's a complex bouquet and it smells really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel the comparing with the, scent of the previous La La San Hong Shui in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit of a harder edge on this tea.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more,
feels stronger. Huh?
Yeah. There's a little bit more kind of focused into a little bit finer of a point.
Yeah. And then the previous one feels kind of delightful sweetness in the scent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels the tea is more easygoing. And then we haven't drank the tea since we started smelling and it keeps changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still really soft. So soft. The broth.
It feels, what is that? I don't even, it feels broader. Not even, because I almost used the word puffier. But it doesn't necessarily puff. It kind of reach out more. Yeah. Because puff is kind of gentle and soft. And this one have a really wonderful, even within the soft context, there's a big presence compared to if you compare to a bowl roasted Dongding or Tie Guan Yin, you won't call this tea that big. But compared to the previous La La San,
it feels wider.
It feels wider and goes higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the caramel sweetness is in there. I'm just so happy that the tea comes back because when we used to have this tea, this one specific tea is the one of the teas that I drink in a daily basis. And so when it's gone, I really miss it. My body miss it. There's something about the tea that I always tell people that Hong Shui is not my absolute going crazy style of tea. But yet for La La San Hong Shui, I was craving for it every single day. Mm. Yeah. And so just so happy it come back because that means I can drink it every day now for a while. So lucky. And I think, so now we are smelling the empty cup. And previous Hong Shui, La La San Hong Shui doesn't have that distinctive, that much of a distinctive, almost there's a sour note when the tea goes a little bit older. This one started to develop a little bit. The tea base was from 2017, spring tea.
That kind of tart aged oolong note.
Yeah. And then mixed with some caramel sweetness in there. Use cup almost have a little bit more burnt sugar. Fun. And another thing I'm super excited with this tea is since the tea was touched up in December, late December 2019, it's really close to now. And I won't call this a hard fire touch up. It's very light, but you can feel the fire just very lightly. So in a way, another thing that I'm super excited about is that how it's going to turn into, you know, with that said, next year. I mean, if we have the tea until next year. So I think we should, sorry, we are very selfish sometimes when it comes to tea. We have to put some aside this time rather than sell it all. Yeah. So there are some teas that we start to do that approach that we will take like, I mean, not much, about 2 pounds, 2 pounds.
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
Don't worry, not much tea.
No, set it aside and then to see how it develop. And also to enjoy it every single day, to practice brewing the same tea, etc., etc.
If you think about it, it's all for you guys. It's all research and development. Just got to practice the tea so we can be better tea people for you guys.
You might want to stop talking. And this second infusion on the surface smell, the tone goes much lower now.
Also, the color of the broth is much darker.
But I'm just amazed. How different the tone feels like on the smell.
Yeah.
Ooh, and the broth feels very rich right now. Like super deep and rich, but doesn't feel like chicken soup anymore.
Not really.
This tea for a while, I feel. This tea for a while. Before it was touch up, there were a few sessions that I was able to brew the liquid until it have so for those of you who are vegetarian, I sincerely apologize, have the fatty pork belly part of a pork and the fat part that was cooked so well that it just melt in the mouth without grease and fat feeling, that kind of fat from this specific La La San Hong Shui. And this one I will feel like it's more like herbal soup.
It feels herbal and thick and almost syrupy a little bit.
And maybe we can go back to it, you know, in a couple of months if we have the tea still, to go back to and see how it developed. I'm really interested in how the fire is playing out in this specific tea. Since it's light, I think the transformation might be a little bit faster.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is incredible to see just what, because I'm so familiar with that old tea.
Yeah. We carry it for a long time.
And we drank it even longer than we carried it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, true. Because at first I didn't sell this tea. I just drank it.
You got like less than a pound, I think, the first time. Yeah. Or maybe just about a pound.
A pound, I think.
And then, I mean, there's a couple people in the shop that bought a bag. And then I actually bought a bag. That was before, I think maybe even before I worked here. No, it wasn't before I worked because it's 2017. But yeah. I still bought a bag and brought it home and would drink it at home. Because that's when I was working here 2 days a week. That's right. Yeah. So I would drink that tea at home and all the way up until now, super familiar with that tea. But now having it like this to see just how it's been rearranged is pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, now this tea is so intriguing to me now.
Yeah.
To see how it's going towards, and to just see when Mr. Zhang rearranged the tea with a light charcoal, how much the tea has changed.
Yeah.
And so just to let you know that for those of you who are very excited about this tea and who have been drinking this tea for us for the past 2 years, that it changed. And I like it.
Yeah.
And I like the previous approach too. It was a very soft and sweet and gentle tea. And now there's something, since there was fire energy into it without the roasting taste, there is somehow there's way more energy in this tea right now. In a different way. I would say previous Lala San Hong Shui also have something that you can feel in the body, but in a soft way.
Yeah.
And now it's more distinctive.
Yeah, it's been rearranged to bring more focus.
Yeah.
Really fascinating. Mm.
And since we are talking about food, the second empty cup smell is like ginger with brown sugar.
Oh.
I think I might be getting a bit hungry already. Every time when I drink tea and afterwards, I feel very hungry. And I always like, for those people who think tea can help people to lose weight, I'm not sure. I might actually reconsider that concept and a statement.
Tea munchies.
Yeah, I want to eat after a good session of tea.
That feels so good.
In what way?
It feels like I feel like a warmth massaging feeling in my belly.
Whoa. So for those of you who doesn't have enough budget for massages, you can consider this tea.
There you go.
But the massage is more on the
belly
area. And so
if you don't have enough money for belly massages, you can consider this tea.
And that if you need a massage more on the shoulder area,
forget about it.
No. What? For those of you who are in Seattle area or who have a chance to come into the shop, we actually have a tea for that. That is not on the website. I also once again sincerely apologize. Okay, I shouldn't be laughing right now. Sorry. Okay, no laughing. Tea is serious. And this infusion, the kind of caramel style of sugar sweetness continue to exist, and yet something feels a little bit more open, more uprising, but not bright like the first cup, because the herbs, the green herbs notes, it's not here. Yeah, but something does feel a little bit more open with the scent. And the broth viscosity, softness is showing up for me now.
Oh, it's really, really soft now.
Yeah, it's really soft.
Like velvety soft.
Yeah. Actually, this tea, if you brew it correctly, there might be some shoulder massage involved. Also, this tea might have like laughing bugs.
Shoulder massage, belly massage, laughing bugs.
Or maybe something to do with what I ate this morning. I don't know.
Laughing bugs sounds really trippy.
And I think I only ate an egg sandwich. I didn't eat anything trippy about the day.
Yes.
Interesting.
I love that laughing bugs.
Do you feel like laughing? Because like, I feel like giggling the whole time since we started drinking this tea. So weird.
I'm glad you feel like giggling.
Yeah. Rather than crying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I brew a tea, I feel like crying. Because the tea, I kind of destroy a tea sometimes. So not kind of, I really destroy a tea. And so it made me want to cry. And today I dare not say that I make the tea taste excellent. Because I'm still getting used to this tea. And when the tea comes in, it does take a while to getting used to it, to kind of figure out how each infusion is gonna play out. And then why do I say that? Because next week we are going to drink a different Hong Shui. And that tea, we got two teas from that specific farmer. And the first two teas that we got from that farmer, I really needed to spend a lot of time to figure out the second and third infusion.
Challenging, really challenging.
Really challenging
second,
tea.
Second infusion, especially in the third infusion.
Yeah, but excellent tea.
Yeah.
But Lala San feels like a little bit more easygoing.
Yeah.
So even today, I didn't feel that I make the tea taste amazing on this Lala San Hong Shui, but I know that it's this tea is hard to destruct it. And
tastes pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's really with that, yummy. I'm always extremely thankful with this tea.
Mm.
That is a very gentle teacher.
Mm.
Mm. And now we are going into the fourth infusion of this Lala San Hong Shui, and the smell feeling feels very similar to the third infusion. From 1, 2, and 3, it make quite a nice change. And yeah, surprise change. 2 and 4th infusion, really, I feel like it's stabilizing.
Mm.
Still feeling really soft on the liquid.
Mm.
Nice. And currently, we have a Taman San Hong Shui on our website, which is from the same farmer like this Lala San Hong Shui. And I would say Taman San Hong Shui feels stronger, feels, I won't call it a brighter tea, but something about it, like the feeling of that tea feels more, it just feels strong to me. And Lala San is strong in a, I would say, a more continuous way. Mm. And more solid, more continuous. And Taman San Hong Shui is strong. Like, especially, I think a few infusions from the tea, you can actually feel almost like, I won't call it a punch, because it's not like the, sometimes I normally describe a punch maybe more from pu'er tea.
Mm.
Yeah. Hong Shui normally for me is a gentler tea. Yeah. So for those of you who are curious with this, you can compare these two. And I think this episode will come out maybe roughly in February 2nd on a Monday.
February 3rd.
February 3rd. So I have been promising people that we'll do a Hong Shui blind tasting. And so when you are listening to this, Monday, February 3rd, I think I should make that promise. The sampler, the blind tasting sampler should be out on our website together with High Mountain blind sampler tasting set will be out on our website. And please join us for that. High Mountain one is for my ego, to see if my ego got, how do you use that word? Re-erected? What?
Re-established?
Resurrected?
Resurrected?
Resurrected. Mm. Here you go. Or it can get destroyed completely.
In other words, can she guess?
Yeah, I know.
The teas correctly.
Oh, I cannot nail the tasting notes. I cannot nail the tasting notes of High Mountain Oolong. I think Hong Shui might be hopefully easier on me. And so hopefully that will be an extremely fun session that day.
So yeah. two blind tasting sets will be on the site.
Yeah.
Today.
With the
February 3rd.
Yeah. And with the dates that we are going to do it together with you guys over Facebook and Instagram live
probably
sessions.
Third Tuesday.
We should look at the calendar
because
we'll be traveling. So,
but it'll be up on the site. The dates will be up on the on the page, the product page.
Yeah, and I think for those of you who are very interested in Hong Shui, I really encourage you to do this blind tasting because these Hong Shui's are grown in a really wonderful environment by incredible farmers, and you will see the price point is higher. So this is a great way to try to understand the tea before you take a risk with tea. And I'm not saying that which tea is better or worse. I think it will be better for your money. because you have different preference. Mm-hmm. And so to have a chance to try, we are going to list 4 different Hong Shui's on the blind tasting.
Yeah, all of them will be available on the site for...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, 4 GABA Hong Shui's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And from 3 different locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will be a really fun tasting event, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. At least I'm very looking forward to it. I actually really like blind tastings. I think it really challenged my ego, you know, to abandon my ego and to... I mean, I'm trying to be a humble tea taster already, but like to go in blind and to think how much I know... I think blind tasting is a wonderful way to sincerely receive the tea without a lot of story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like knowledge or you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And to take it as it is.
Mm. Yeah. So those will be fun. Those will be really fun. I think we'll probably do the High Mountain one first and then the Gaba
Hong Shui on the second session.
And then also, it's coming up in a few weeks from when this comes out, but we'll be in California.
Los Angeles
and San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We're super last minute, but also the classes aren't super big anyway. So hopefully we can fill those. And
like San Diego class can only sit maybe like 6 to 10 people.
Yeah, I think 6 to 10. And we're going to do 2 classes there. And we'll do 1 class in Los Angeles and sit a few more people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more like 15 people.
Yeah.
So not big lectures by any means, but we hope to meet a lot of you
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. And we promise to put the schedule up. So if you go on our calendar page on our website, 14leaf.com, you will see the San Diego one is listed.
Because the tickets are available.
Yeah, the tickets are available.
And maybe then, by the time this is up, the tickets will be available for the Los Angeles one in East Hollywood at Squirrel Coffee.
Yeah, we are also going out to Las Vegas and we are planning to do a more of a private event in the hotel room. So we are not going to publish this event. So we'll contact those of you who are actually our existing customers in the Las Vegas area and to see if you have time to come join us to taste some teas. We'd love to see you in person. Yeah. Okay. And then let's do this last session. Mm. I mean, last infusion. And now we are going into the 5th infusion of this Lalasan Hong Shui. I think the sugar is going away a little bit. And there's another smell that I cannot really identify.
It smells more savory now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot tell what it is specifically. Mm. And the broth presence is still here. It's soft. It's full. It moves inside of my body really well. Very easy. And just moves. So anyway, thank you for joining this session. Extremely happy that the Lalasan Hong Shui comes back. And I hope you can join us for the blind tasting soon. And
I hope people in California can join us in California, in Los Angeles and San Diego.
Oh, yes. And also this year is the beginning of Chinese New Year, the Year of Rats.
Happy Year of Rat, everybody.
Yes. And a lot of... good teas and a lot of fun things that you would like to do and a lot of money, why not? And health is the most important thing. A lot of joy and peace. I think that might be the most important thing. So see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.